The other thing is, if you look at Transparent California and you look at 2022 and you look at Plumas Lake, so my STRS and health benefits and workers' comp and disability and all that is 58,000. His is listed at 5,000. So obviously there was a mistake. When you take and add all those together and you just look at that bottom line and you don't look at anything across, there's gonna be errors made. But again, I don't need to justify my salary to anybody out here. I need to justify it to you and to the board and to my staff, because that is where it's at. We pay our teachers more than most districts. We pay our classified people more than most districts. We pay our administrators more than most districts. It has always been my philosophy, and the same philosophy with as many different board members who've sat in here for the last 15 years, that we always want to pay somebody a little bit more than they can make somewhere else, because they won't leave us. Our longevity in the district is huge. Our teachers that come from Plumas Lake and other districts, Marysville, they come here in droves trying to get jobs here. There's a reason for that, and it's because we run a really stellar district, and we do what is best for students at all times. I think that's enough.
My name is Susan Langley. I'm originally a Muck. This was my kindergarten through second through every grade I've ever gone here in Wheatland. I've lived here. My family's been here since 1850. I wrote Wheatland Charter Academy's charter. I wrote California Montessori School charter. I've been a retired, I was a teacher for 16 years. Now I'm retired, and I'm really proud that there are so many people here who really care. You guys all showed up, but I'm afraid you showed up for the wrong reason. And that's kind of cool. Because Lorena isn't trying to hurt anyone. She's trying to help to for it. Speak louder. The reason that I'm here tonight is because I kind of just hopped on that social media post and I didn't know what I was in for. I'm on Wheatland Friends, and it's not too friendly. Say that again.
I don't understand what you said.
I was asking someone to get a water.
That's okay.
Oh.
What?
I was asking someone for a water.
Oh, I don't mind if anybody does anything. I mean, you guys can just don't talk over me just for a minute.
Well, you were talking the entire time I was talking, so let's go with that.
Yeah.
So go ahead and finish.
I'm just going to wait and start over. People have been talking and not, okay. All I want to say is this. There seems to be some discrepancies. I'm really happy that you did take some time to explain how your salaries are good and everything's fine. I'm glad you've done so good for so long, because I'm really happy that I was able to bring Wheatland Charter Academy to here, and it's wonderful. But the way that people treat each other, especially on social media, is appalling. And I didn't know that it was illegal for, you know, three or more of you guys to talk with each other and have, like, I don't know, de facto, you know, meetings. Can we keep it civil? Can I come up here and talk to people and not have people like razz me in the back? I wasn't razzing anybody. I was very quietly talking to Lorraine. I wasn't razzing anybody trying to talk. Yeah. I'm just. I can also have my teacher voice. I can open it up if you want to, but I won't do that here. My entire reason for being here is to say, can we please tone this down a little bit? Can we please not attack each other and call each other all those names, because there were several. You wrote some things, I read them, I was appalled. And I had to ask somebody, who is this person? Great. It's kind of awful. I mean, maybe you guys
advice can say, I was just doing this, or I was just doing that, and I'm just trying to do this, but that goes out forever, and it really does make a difference at how people see Wheatland, and how people see the school district. And I'm so glad that you're so proud of everybody coming here. You also said that you have open positions that you cannot fill. Well, if there are so many people that want to come here and work, why are there so many positions?
It's a part.
There's not so many.
Well, just there's some.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, guys, can you please just not be so... There's enough going on. Go ahead.
That goes for us and the people sitting there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was your first post you've read, but there's a common denominator.
I understand. I kind of
came
late.
Every nasty post that's been out, and there is one common denominator for every single one.
I understand that you think that that's true. I believe that. I believe that you think that's true. Okay.
If you go back through all the posts. See, no,
posts.
Go see what the common denominator is.
Okay.
And then come back. And we've never not invited people here, not once. You're always welcome.
She's not welcome here. It's quite obvious that people
aren't. She's sitting here, right?
She's here, but she's...
Unwelcome, I would say, would be the nice way to say.
She is very unwelcome.
Well,
pretty. See, and nobody cares about that.
No, you know what I mean?
It's the temperature. Can we lower it?
You're only talking to us about lowering temperature.
I'm just asking. I am, no, I'm talking to everybody else here who showed up to clap against everything she said. Yeah, I'm also.
You know what, ma'am? I know you from years ago from the pharmacy. I worked at the pharmacy. I know your daughter, and your mom was an angel. And so, and I've been on this board a long time, and I agree. We need to get along in Wheatland, and this is the most amazing school district. We have great staff. We have great administrators. We have great, you know, people from top to bottom. We don't have the after-school staff because of the time and the being a part-time position. It's hard to fill those positions. Mm-hmm. But we all, at some point, all of us here, we love what we do. We all give, and we all do it for the benefit of the kids. We don't do it because we get benefits. Most of us have spouses or other ways to get our benefits. That's not the reason behind this. I mean, I don't know other school districts where board members show up to every activity. Back to school night or first day of school, we try to be very involved. And and people are heated up because it hurts because you're giving, if people knew how much time that is spent doing school board stuff, because they think it's one meeting a month, it's not. My kids hated growing up having a mom that was a school board member because sometimes my business trumped what they were doing. And so for people to think, oh, they just show up for one meeting a month and they get all this stuff, they really need to do their research. People running for the position that are running, I welcome people to run for this, but when I see people's names come up that are gonna run for a position that have never attended a board meeting, before I came on this board, I did spend 2 years coming to board meetings. Before I pulled my papers, I met with the superintendent and other board members to see what the job entitled. I didn't just say, oh, people are, you know, I see this on social media, I'm gonna go pull my papers and not have any idea what's going on in this district. So I think to cool things down and to, you know, people need to do their own research, find out, like Taylor said, there's a common denominator of issue after issue. Look at that, look at the whole thing. Come, talk to people and find out, you know, don't just, it's two-sided.
I'm not talking about any of the money, I'm not talking about any of that iron, because I didn't do any research.
I gotcha.
I showed up here.
I think you would understand the temperature a little bit more if you
let her finish.
I never said I was right. No, it's okay.
I would like to speak up on this because I have been pretty honest with almost everyone that after this week, I almost left the board. I am tired of being attacked. I am tired of being called names. I am tired of being put down. So when we're talking about the temperature, I have reached my limit of about what I can take as far as being attacked. As far as not caring, I can't not care. I care too much about this district. I care too much about this position. I care too much about our students.
Attacked by two people.
regularly. That's not just this time. I want you to go back.
And that's what I want you to understand as far as the temperature, is that you've come in very late in what has...
Well, I said that. I'm here very late. I understand. I know. I am just here to see what is you, but sorry, I had to do that. It's part of my...
Is it time up?
But then you get out of that when we go to you.
Well, we need to move on because you actually only have about 5 minutes up here, and I think you've gone past that.
And that's something that our district has always done, is let people talk and not limit their time.
So, building schools is extremely expensive, and it will take a bond. And we have found that bonds are not very popular. So, Wheatland is not growing like Plumas Lake. Plumas Lake is growing leaps and bounds every day. Our growth is slow, and we have had the luxury of having the school out at Lone Tree having room. So the intent of moving the apartment over there was for room, because Wheatland Al was busting at the seams. We were able to, and the fact that we were told that there was going to be an additional apartment added, and that they would have all of the apartments filled by the time school started. Both of those are not true. Apparently they've stopped on the second building, and the apartments are not full. So we looked at it, and were able to move those kids back. As for future growth, I've been here 15 years, and I've been told for the last 15 years that Wheatland's going to grow, and it is yet to grow, except for those houses over by Bear River. So I think that there is a plan, but that won't happen until the bypass goes through and some of that for housing, and when Plumas Lake builds out. So, but Plumas Lake's busting at the seams. They're actually talking about going to multi-track year-round school because they can't pass a bond, so they can't build a school, and they can't house the number of kids that they have. So it's going to be a problem over there. It's not a problem here yet.
Do we have any further communication from the public?
Are you going to put a list out of things that you need again so that we can sign up and just drop it off at the office like so previous years?
Right. Okay. Do you happen to have the time of the event?
I believe 4:30 to 6:30.
Thank you.
Any questions?
You said October 3rd, correct? Thank you.
The new Facebook. Because I got the wrong one this morning.
Going to be in this year?
Fifth
grade? Oh, okay. We'll see you at some rallies then.
Any other communication from the public? Okay. Closing out, I would like to say thank you, Mr. Ginza, for starting your 15th year of dedicated service to our schools and our children and our staff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent agenda. Items 4.1 through 4.5. Any questions from the board? Can I get a motion?
Motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
I will say on the consent agenda at the next board meeting, you're going to see the bills and warrants in a different format than you've seen it before, because with us moving to Escape, it's going to be much easier to print out for us. And it should show you the same information, but if it's missing something that you really need to know, then we'll figure out how to add that into it.
Thank you. Okay. 5.1, authorize Superintendent Craig Gensler to file the annual statement of need for emergency 30-day substitute teaching permit.
So substitute teachers are always hard to come by, and oftentimes we have people that are, they have their BA, but they don't have units as teachers. But they can substitute in a classroom under an emergency 30-day teaching permit. What that means is they can spend no more than 30 days in any one teacher's room and no more than 20 days in any special education room. So it's not like you can make an emergency substitute a long-term sub, but you can have them on a day-to-day basis. So this is something we bring forward every year, as do all other districts, that we can allow that to happen if we find a need for additional substitute teachers. But it does have to be approved every year by the school board.
Any questions on 5.1? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. 5.2, approval of the 30-day substitute CBES waiver.
So this is a similar, is that in order to become a substitute, you have to have your BA and pass the CBES. The CBES is not given very often, and so this is approval to waive the CBES if somebody has their BA so that they can sub on an emergency credential until they're able to pass the CBES. And again, it's a yearly ask and a yearly approval by the school board.
Questions? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. 5.3, authorize the superintendent to file the annual declaration of need for fully qualified educators.
So you will see on your agenda the declaration of need. I've already filled it out. We have to tell the state where we are lacking applicants for certificated positions. We don't have to tell them for classified, but for certificated. So right now, the two places that we are lacking is special education, it's always the case, and this particular year, a band teacher. We have lacked in the past math teachers and science, but we're not this year. But so the two that are listed are special education, SCC, and a music band teacher. At this particular point, it's almost a foregone conclusion that we will not be able to offer band to middle school students because we have nobody to teach it, and we've had no applicants.
We've had three applicants.
Three applicants.
And just being honest, several years ago, we filled the position with one that was very green that I was concerned with, and we thought, it's okay to offer. The best way to run a music program is to have someone that's not able to teach the love of music. So I would rather not offer a program until I have somebody qualified that is going to teach that love of music versus piecing together something that I don't feel confident in. So the three applicants that I interviewed, I did not believe were a good fit for our program.
Well, one of them only did strings, one of them only did chorus.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the third one.
The third one is going to be in Europe and travels with the quartet, and we could only commit to being here part-time. So it was not a good fit.
But we also don't have an elementary music teacher any longer either, and haven't been able to fill either.
There's a music teacher shortage, and so I reached out. I personally reached out to Sac State. I personally reached out to Chico State, all the local colleges, and said, hey, look, we're willing to intern teachers if you have people that are ready to go. There is a national teacher shortage, and they had nobody that was qualified at this point that was ready for an intern program to even offer to us.
It's very sad. It's sad from the program Lynn Melly to Mr. Achilles to, you know, the high school.
She said she loved it.
I saw.
Well, my suggestion to Ange was to move Mr. Shaw out of fourth grade. Have him start a school of rock. We could have our own school of rock here in Wheatland.
I know somebody who plays drums. I mean, he could just, you know, fill in part-time. We can just, you know, pass it around.
So anyways, those are the two areas in which we do have enough teachers to cover our SDC, and we're hoping one of them is only going to work half a year for us, and we're hoping that the one that's in school that is also a para for us should be done in October-ish, and so we should have no problem with her stepping into that position. But it is always a shortage. And you can understand why at times. So.
Any questions on 5.3? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any comments from the board?
Just thank you everyone for being here. I hope you had a great summer, and it's pretty exciting times when we get the buildup. It's almost like, you know, right before Christmas, and you know how I am about Christmas. So, you know, but starting school and getting all that going again, and I'm excited to see all those back to school pictures and all of that stuff. It's an exciting time, and so. I appreciate all of you, and we have amazing staff, and it's very evident by everybody sitting here. So thank you.
Thank you all for coming, and I do see some new staff members over there, so welcome.
I do want to add one last thing. Mr. Buck was here last meeting and asked why we were not participating in the study for combining the school districts. So we are participating. We weren't at that time, so he was correct. There was serious communication issues. The high school didn't ask us to come to it, and Plumas Lake, they were doing their own thing. And when I talked to the superintendent at the high school, she thought I said, we're not interested. We're interested in the study. We obviously want to see if that's best for the community. And if it is, that's where we'll go. So I had my first meeting with the consultants and the two superintendents from the other schools. The interesting thing is, I mentioned this before, because of our impact aid, it's probably not feasible for us to look at that. It may be, but Plumas Lake and the high school asked the consultants that if Wheatland L can't do it for fiscal reasons, could they still possibly combine? So there's kind of a list of different ways to go about it. We have to provide a lot of information to these consultants about fiscal and all that. And I will tell you that the process is about a 4 to 5 year process. So the consultants will be done this year, but then you have to apply to the state, you have to go out to your community for a vote, and then if you have to go to the state board and put it on the agenda for the state board, which we don't know if we're gonna have to do that or not, that's a 5 year wait. So it's gonna be 3 to 5 years, but we'll know
so
more.
All the superintendents in the area doing it currently will probably not be superintendents in the area once it could.
Well, I can only speak to one. And I will not be here 5 years from now.
If we have no other comments from the board, we'll adjourn to closed session.